We got a new intro video. Shout out to Jake Iacovetta for that one, yo. That's hella dope. Welcome to episode 21 of Blurreds in the Hood with me, your resident supervillain, Mr. Jay Washington.
I'm very tired, Blurred Wednesday morning.
I'm beyond exhausted as he are, so we're going to have a competition, ladies and gentlemen, throughout the show to see which one of us is more tired.
Play that game. That sounds terrible. That sounds like a terrible, terrible game. It's a game that I do not want to play. At all.
First and foremost, thank you to everybody that is joining us in the chat and watching us live either on YouTube and or Twitch. Thank you. We appreciate you all. Thank you for everybody for the love over the past 7 days.
Not only that, I wanted to start off the show by thanking everybody for the number of people that watched our town hall last week, our 20th episode, ironically, to the number of people that donated. And not just here, but, you know, obviously we have a very strong relationship with the SEN Collider Schmodown community. Mm-hmm. Overall, I want to say the last time I checked, and that was the last time that I checked. Hey, I don't know the words right now. Last time that I checked. No, I fucking know the song, but that one part of the chorus after he says last time that I check, I don't fucking know. I'm also
you exhausted. You're like Martin Lawrence and Bad Boys.
You got enough lyrics, man. You got enough lyrics. Before this week started, when the weekend was over, the last number that was thrown around was 18K to Black Lives Matter and various causes associated with it, with everything that's going on with the protests. And that's huge.
It's amazing.
Especially from the standpoint that, like, as y'all know, I mean, that this big fight is this fight for us to finally stop getting just like train wrecked by white supremacy.
We're fighting for equality.
Like, we're literally just fighting to exist.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And to see that many people show up and show out is absolutely phenomenal. I also wanted to take the time to talk about one fan in particular, Rigor Mortis 92. Wrote this on his Instagram. In the fallout of the murder of George Floyd, one person's words continue to whirl around in my head, the words of the swaggy Blurred, who said, "I wish the only thing I could worry about is COVID-19. His words were profound insight into a world that I could never experience nor fully comprehend given my privilege. They left me shaken and deeply upset. Hence the post. I share this not because I want to, but because I have to. Otherwise, I am part of the problem. I refuse to be responsible for the continuation of systemic racism through my inaction. Speak out. Do not sit idly by for racism to one day magically be solved." And I wanted to put that up because it meant the world to me to see that. It meant that what we're doing is actually having some impact. Obviously, the money we raised had a big impact. But this too, if us talking about this is genuinely helping people to understand, then that means that last week where I was already in a terrible mental headspace because I'm surrounded by all this stuff, personal drama, work drama, that just across the board while trying to just make money to survive and shit like that, to have somebody write that means that what we're doing, that the fact that we are putting it all on the line like this is actually having an impact. So I wanted to share his words, and I wanted to say thank you to each and every one of you for genuinely listening to us and other Black voices that have been speaking up in this moment.
I'd like to say personally, first and foremost, thank you for the words, and thank you to everyone who's been hitting me up directly. For so many people who said they didn't understand, they didn't believe it, and they even didn't believe it. You know, they were blind to it. And again, I told one of my things I've been saying to people, and I saw it as a meme, and it is the truth. This global pandemic is probably the best thing that ever happened because there are no sports, no concerts, no vacations. Everybody is forced to just stop, look, and listen. And throughout it, you know, Winston says his personal deal with it. I've already been on edge. You know, I've been consistently on edge even before all of this. When you start hearing about shootings as happening not only in your neighborhood, but in your children's neighborhoods, you know, and you know what that city is. So that already had me on edge. And all of this in the fight, I've literally taken it upon myself to be as prolific, profound, and outspoken as I can be. Would I love to be in the streets each and every day? I would love to, but I can't. I've been asked to use my voice to speak further. And so I'm grateful for everyone who's offered the platform. I'm grateful for everyone who's heard the words. I'm grateful for those who didn't hear it. I'm grateful for those who decided to take it into their own accounts, into what their own perception was, because that lets me know the words got out in the way, no matter what. I have been boiled over with anger for the past week, and there's no doubt about it. Many people have seen it in many different ways. I make no apologies for that. What I do say is my anger throughout everything is something because it's going on. But as a whole, I do thank each and every person who has reached out to myself personally, Winston personally, us collectively, who have said words that have meant so much. If the response is just a thank you very much or appreciate it, please don't think that your words have fallen on deaf ears. Please don't. It is a lot. It is a lot. This has been mentally and emotionally draining, and it also translates into physically exhausting. But there is a fight that continues, and we got this platform, so we're going to do it. So thank you to everybody. Yo, people have still been like, yo, I just want to support you. I want to support Winston. How do I do it? People who have just joined up to the Patreons, yo, we appreciate y'all. People who have decided to go ahead and drop to the Cash Apps and to the Venmos, thank you all around. Because, again, my roommate told me something that was so dope the other day. She was like, yo, you're doing all these fundraisers for this great cause, which is great. Why don't you do a fundraiser for yourself? And I was like, I don't know if I even got the energy at this point, but I appreciate everybody. So, man, that's that. We're going to continue, you know, doing different things and for different causes throughout the weeks. You know, you'll find us in a variety of places. People have asked me to come speak on different things, and we'll do it, but we got to get back to the shit we known for doing. So, that's for everybody true. New that's here, yo, get ready for like maybe we got 6 minutes in this, 55 minutes worth of shit. I just wanted to see how long we've been over, nigga. Like 55 minutes worth of us just having a blast of the ball. I'm just saying, okay?
Yeah, no, I know. And what you'll soon find is we're going to cover topics that are going on throughout. Some you may have heard of, some you may have not. We give you our take on it.
Yeah, because we had a whole rundown of the shit we was going to talk about last week.
And I literally just said, we're going to shift all this to next week. Some of it still may be relevant. Some of it may not. But there have been things that are associated with it.
I like thinking Hamilton.
Just chop it up and watch a lot of Hell's Kitchen. Just
it's fucking raw, you donkey.
What are you? What are you? Say it. What are you?
Chef, I'm sorry, chef.
No.
Chef.
Two pieces of bread. What are you?
Chef, what am I? I'm an idiot sandwich, chef. No,
you're goddamn right.
I'm sorry, chef.
Again, if you see the banner down below, streamlabs.com/blurredsinthehood to get your questions in and to donate. I'm going to post on my Twitter later today. The cause that I'm looking forward to trying to get people to donate to this week in particular, it is the last Black-owned, I want to say either gay club or gay bar in Harlem. And considering that we have started now into Pride Month.
Yep, your phone going off. You ain't turning your shit on silent.
That's fine.
It doesn't matter.
It was just an acknowledgement that I got an email. You know what the email said? It said, nigga, turn your phone off.
But no, you're not going to try to justify it that way. You're not going to do that, okay? You're not going to try to say your phone was like, hey, nigga.
God help you if your phone makes a noise.
Nigga, I already turned my phone on silent. Sorry, for those who don't know, you're going to hear the word nigga a lot because that's how we tend to talk to each other, unfortunately.
That's true. That is true. Yeah, there's another one. We could talk about this. I completely forgot about that. I forgot this is also a touchscreen. Did not mean to do that, but that's fine. We'll talk about this too. Wait, what does that say? Is it true back in the day said the N-word in a song? And if so, why is... Okay, so there's a couple things in here. Normally we don't full-on take stuff directly in the chat, but those are two actual interesting things that we can talk about for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to start off, before we get to those, I want to start off with our first story.
America's got racist.
Okay, racism.
Racism.
You're close.
It's the same difference.
You're very close. So this is a story that I had put up for us to talk about last week, specifically regarding Gabrielle Union. And she spoke out about why she ended up leaving America's Got Talent. Mm-hmm. She left after a season. There was some safety and racial incidents that were at the source of why she left.
Part of it was about her hair.
Well, and we'll get to that too. Mm-hmm. So she was quoted in saying in an article with Variety, at the end of all this, my goal is real change, and not just on this show, but for the larger parent company, it starts from the top down. My goal is to create the happiest, most high-functioning, inclusive, protective, and healthy example of a workplace. There's an ongoing investigation with Fremantle, Psycho spelled SYCO, maybe I'm saying that wrong, and NBC, by SAG-AFTRA based off of her allegations. Orlando Jones himself has also had an issue with Fremantle Media
through All American Gods.
Um, Union. So some of the things that happened, like Union, for example, is actually very allergic to cigarette smoke. And Simon Cowell has been known to just smoke indoors and not give a fuck. She actually had continuous bronchitis throughout the season. And she, you know, she's led to believe that that has a lot to do with it. When Jay Leno was on the show, he actually made an Asian dog eating joke on set and just kind of did it without any regard. It was also reported that production said Union, they thought Gabrielle Union's hair, various hairstyles were too black. And like many sets on the show, they were ill-equipped to deal with non-white hair and makeup, which is something that is prevalent throughout Hollywood.
Yes.
I've actually been on a number of sets, and you tell me if it's the same thing for you, where I have actually, instead of putting my hairline in the wrist of a white person that has never cut black hair before or has done it once in a blue moon.
You get a haircut before you go
and get a haircut, and I bring a receipt and they reimburse.
Yeah. I've seen that many times, especially with black women. Black women, unless that makeup artist is known to do that, and you see them pull out a palette that has like 90,000 colors of the rainbow all in darker shades, they don't know what to do. I've seen them try to lighten up so many darker tones because, of course, there is a thing about cinematic magic where black skin, darker skin absorbs light, lighter skin reflects it. That's just a thing, what it is. But it has happened. But also, I've seen now women who I know personally on TV shows and in films bring their own hair and makeup stylist to set with them because this way they can be assured that their hair is taken care of. Because again, even with no matter if you're black, white, Hispanic, whatever, when it comes to women with their hair, they put the wrong chemicals in it, it can break off and be gone. Like, even, oh, I just added a spritz. Well, your spritz then gave my shit.
That could be it. And just like anything else, like it what the issue is it's essentially like if you think about it, like again, I've been watching a lot of Hell's Kitchen. If you have some chefs that genuinely can reach that could do everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a tendency to find that most black barbers, because barbers and black hairstylists, because you know, that's like a specialty in particular, they kind of know how to do both. They know how to do white and black.
Typically. Well, because if you, most black barbers, depending on the neighborhood, if you do black and Hispanic hair automatically, that makes you well versed to handle the most, for lack of better words, basic hair, because black hair is generally coarse. And Hispanic hair is more, it's like a smooth, a suave, if you will. And so once you're able to maneuver those hairstyles, you can go into other ones with no problem. You can give somebody a Bo Ricks haircut. You know what I mean? Saying,
yeah.
You know, say you gone and give somebody this young Floby.
So that's a big fight that's been happening. I know a number of people that, including family that works in the industry, that we've all been fighting to try and get that change. Because it's one of the things that I appreciated the brief time I spent working at Revolt is the fact that they literally had a barbershop in the studio. And it was just a bunch of niggas that worked at the barbers there. They're just like, all right, man, come on, let me line you up real quick.
Because
here's the other funny thing about
you ain't never getting no work done if niggas is always in the shop.
Well, that's awesome. Well, that's funny. That's not even where I was going with that. Also, that made me wonder, is that where all the money for Revolt went to?
Yeah, the niggas in the shops.
That wasn't what I was getting at. Is I was going to get at, even with black people, because there's a whole episode in Atlanta about this, about how you only go to the one dude that cut your hair because it's the only person you trust and knows how you like it cut. So there's already this whole stigma, and this is what's so wild.
You cheat on your barber.
Listen,
I gotta tell you something's on my heart.
There's already a stigma that not every, because like even though you might know how to cut black hair, you don't necessarily treat, like, I don't know this dude, so I don't know if, like, if I walk in and Jay's like, what's up, come on man, come sit in my chair, bro, like, nigga, I don't know you.
I don't
know if you know what you're doing.
Wait, first of all, why do we, black people are the only people, especially black men, the only people that treat new barbers like child molesters? We'd be like, stranger danger. Stranger danger. Mommy, he tried to.
That's real.
It's just real. It's the way we treat them. But again, that's just part of Gabrielle Union's complaint. Again, the bronchitis. Simon Cowell has been known for many sets to be a major asshole. And because he is a high-level producer, he feels he is entitled to do whatever he wants.
And so here's the last thing that really came up as an example in this Variety article, was that there was a contestant that used a blackface-esque like kind of costume, wearing black gloves and some paint in various places to like simulate blackface, to symbolize a black performer in a tribute act. And it was flagged, but the producers didn't really give a shit. They just said, whatever, just go ahead. Even though multiple people of color on the set were like, I'm not cool with this. So, but they were just like, it's fine. It's not that big of a deal. So when you couple that with, because if you remember, Nick Cannon got fired.
Yeah, for speaking out.
And now you have Terry Crews, and this is the other half of this story, which didn't have directly to do with America's Got Talent, but he is the host on the show. Terry Crews, I'll bring up the tweet.
So start the initial tweet, and then I'll tell you, because the initial tweet starts, and then everything else would follows.
Right. I just have to, let's see.
He has to pull up Terry. You know, you tell somebody, you say, hey, Winston, listen.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. You know what you're not going to do? You're not going to throw me under the bus for some shit. When your computer decided to want to be possessed by the devil, don't you fucking come
First
for
of
me.
All, you are on a laptop. I'm using the desktop.
There it doesn't matter. These are both your machines. I was like, I could do this from the house. You're like, but you could come over because I'm lonely. And so I came
what, over. What you're not going to do, what you're not going to do is make this a soap opera, Nicola.
I mean, where's the line?
Terry
Crews' original tweet that came out on the 7th, so 2 days ago, was defeating white supremacy without white people creates black supremacy. Equality is the truth. Like it or not, we're all in this together. Now, while I don't disagree with the fact that you need white people to take down white supremacy, and the main reason is that white people are in power. You're not going to, there's not, first of all, we're a minority. We're 13% of the country. You know what I'm saying? We're not, there's not enough black people to all of a sudden flip all this and do whatever. So that doesn't make any fucking sense. But the idea of black supremacy, let's be real. White supremacy is the idea that you are, that there is like a society that a race is better than another, and you have the power to then enforce it. That's essentially why people say that white people can be racist and black people can't. We don't have the power to enforce reverse Jim Crow. What would be Jim Crow for white people? Would it be Chad Raven? Is that what it would be?
First of all, I don't know why you would use it. I think it would be Karen Dove.
Maybe.
That sounds so much better.
Karen Dove. That sounds about right. No.
Karen
that's,
Pigeon?
That's too black. That's too black. But my point is, even if all of a sudden it was like that and black people were like, yeah, we better than white people, what power do black people have to actually enforce so that we don't? Like, someone actually sent a breakdown of what all the power structures are at this point. And the fact that I still want to say like 95% of all senators and congressmen are still white.
No matter what. Yeah.
You have currently the president and the vice president are both white, because they had mentioned that too. That was one of the things about the executive branch.
Yeah. And even Ben Carson's white.
Stop it. Okay. There's a difference between being a white and being an Uncle Tom. There's a difference.
I'm a fucking Uncle Thomas.
There you go. So the point is, it's a tweet that made no sense. And then the issue is, when you do that, the people that want to undermine this movement that has been Black Lives Matter and this push to
they gravitate towards it, they embrace it.
Oh my God.
We've had situations like that.
They grab that shit like a fucking Star in Mario, talking about.
Just knocking niggas. Just like, see, I got one. Boom. Like,
you accidentally hit me.
Oh, I did?
No, I said, if you do.
Oh, I'm not. I'm watching.
You can watch. But I know niggas to be wild.
That's fine. That's fine.
No, but
look, man, you don't recognize this from Total Body. Just
let me tell about it real quick. So according to this, so I decided, since we couldn't go to the gym, I've been doing different workouts. Everybody knows it. Well, Winston is part of a group. He had been doing Focus T25. That's Sean T's beach body workout that preceded Insanity. So Winston was like, hey, Jay, you want to come do this? You want to do this to Focus T25? And now when you tell me something like that, I feel like I can't be no bitch. I'm going to go ahead and do it, right? I'm going to go ahead and do it. So the first day, I'd already done yoga for an hour. You know what I'm saying? I felt I got my workout in. So then I decided to do Focus T25 on Zoom, and I'm cussing Sean T out every 52 fucking seconds. And here he is. What's the matter, bitch? Fuck you too.
So the follow-up conversation is, he was there are a few points that he made that actually I will subscribe to, and it has a lot to do with why people were upset about Joe Biden's comments, but everything else is just very misinformed, and he probably should have just been quiet.
So
like, for example, one of the things that he said is that we have to be very careful as black people. We're very quick to decide who is and isn't black. And here's my main issue with this. Whether or not someone acts black or has whatever type, like, the thing is, your black ass skin, though, like, you can't undo that shit. You have clearly seen that people do not give a fuck. They don't take the time to find out your political affiliation. They don't give the time to find out if you have white friends or money or none of that shit.
Remember, so every black person who was watching us, who was a black friend,
and we both can attest to this. We all had points and times in life where our mamas said, "You say something one more time, I'm gonna slap the black off you." Mm-hmm. Now, depending on how dark you were, should
we have let our mama slap the
black off us? We'd have been great.
Oh my God!
Like if we'd have let our mama slap, look, my mama would have had to slap shit out of me to be light skinned. But however, I'd have taken
that. Mama would have been beating you like it was a full time job.
First of all, what you're not gonna do. What you're not going to do. Oh, house Negro skin habit. So
this is not helpful to the cause.
This isn't at all. But so when it comes to who's black and who's not, and this term is defined by black people, when people have seemed to be completely against what the majority of black people are like trying to move forward towards, there's a phrase we have. We have Uncle Tom's. We have your old shucking and jiving. And more specifically, this one I'd like to point out from the definition from Urban Dictionary. Coon, okay? For those who know, coon, short for raccoon, a woodland animal native to North America that is hunted and known for stealing by 1742. Now, number two is the most prevalent one. A racial slur for a black person which gets dehumanizing power from the first meaning. Used by white people towards blacks since around 1837, the slur has roots in the minstrel show era depictions of black people as buffoonish, lazy, superstitious, prone to thievery, ignorant, and watermelon loving. Now, here's the one where Terry Crews has been called where this definition applies, for those who don't understand. A black person who sells out and kisses up to racist white people, especially those who defend racist white people against blacks, and Uncle Tom, what Malcolm X called a house Negro. A black person who will act in a demeaning, stereotypical manner and or degrade other black people for white applause and white approval. In the same sort of way a minstrel show would. It gets insinuating power from the second meaning and has been used within the black community since around 2005. Now, a lot of people said that to Terry Crews. You are basically a coon. You are shuffling, you're shucking and jiving. And I tweeted Terry Crews and I said, bro, you really fighting hard to keep this AGT check. Like, yo, we get it. You want to keep your job, but you've said so many things that on one hand, you say you stand with your black community, but you've been so demeaning and defacing when it came to the only woman I have to worry about protecting to stand up for is my wife. Now you have this, and it's like, yo, you are in that position of power where you have that platform. You have that pedestal.
I'm giving a thumbs up because a bunch of people said bless you in the chat. I appreciate that.
Oh, we got a whole bunch of bless. Oh, okay.
Everybody's saying bless you.
So the Streamlabs link is down below. It is scrolling if you want to go ahead and donate for that, by the way.
That's also how you ask questions.
Yes.
That's how you ask
questions. That's how you ask your questions. Get those there. Streamlabs.com/blurreds in the hood. So the issue has become what Terry Crews said. And the problem is it's not just Terry Crews. There has been this thing, and it's been highly more prevalent through the past couple of weeks, of where racist white people and racist people in general have found particular black people to glom onto.
I would want to also differentiate a little bit between Terry Crews and these two.
Oh yeah, absolutely. They're completely different. I'm just using that, you know,
I would even say, you know how there's the show Blackish and Grownish? Mm-hmm. I would say Terry Crews
is Coonish.
Coonish. whereas these three people we're about to mention have just been straight coons. They've been Uncle Toms because they have been saying things. I in no way, shape, or form think, like, my favorite, one of my favorite Key and Peele sketches was the Black Republican sketch where it's like, black people are not a monolith.
We're not a monolith.
Yeah, which is the truth. Black people are not a monolith.
We're not a monolith.
I grew up in the suburbs of Dallas, Texas. This dude grew up in the hood of Chicago. You know what I'm saying?
We're not a monolith.
He's ready to fight anybody on a dime, and I'll be like, well, let's talk it out. Why exactly is your problem?
Hey, and y'all think this is a joke right now?
This is real. Now, facts. Don't get it twisted. If I try to talk to you, you still acting like a fuck boy, I will kill you. I won't actually kill you. I'll just beat your ass. But we can go down. But I would much rather talk some shit out versus this guy is ready to flip a table and throw you through it.
I'm only at that point when I've reached that breaking point because I know, again, I've always said this, my demeanor in itself is considered an intimidating factor. And I understand that just my presence sometimes can make people think I'm about a violent action. I have resting fuck you up face. Don't know how that's a thing, but it's supposedly one. Stop, you look like you about to laugh because I looked at the screen and I just saw your face.
That's why. I'm pissed.
I'm royally pissed. I am royally.
That's why I was gonna laugh. Oh, we're not that and this.
Someone called King of Bears. Well, Oldish is actually gonna come out. He has a show called Oldish he's about to do.
No, he doesn't. Okay, well, okay, I believe you.
So, but nonetheless, you have these situations. Now, with Terry Crews, go back to Terry Crews. I just don't think this is helpful. And I understand every Black person with a platform is not going to or does not have to speak out and be as vocal and as pronounced as everybody else has.
And the other thing is, we're all not going to be on the same page. I think the only thing that Black people universally agree with is that we don't, with the exception of people like, hold on.
The Hot
Twins. I'll just look. Here's the thing. I'll leave the little banner. The people keep asking about the Streamlabs, and I do appreciate that. So I'll leave that scrolling the whole time. Y'all know what our screen names are. You can see that at the end, or our handles. God, I just showed my age by calling it a screen name. But the point is, we obviously, like everything else, just like not all white people think alike. Because if that was the case, then when people are like, look at all these racist white people, they would mean everybody. Right. Not everybody thinks the same. I'm very aware of that. All Black people are very aware of that. But there are a few things that Black people universally, for the most part, unless you are shucking and jiving, have all agreed upon. We're tired of being beat up by the fucking police and killed. We're tired of being stuck in a system where, yes.
That's how I know you really Black as shit. Huh. You said we're tired of being beat up by the police, not the police.
I try to tell y'all, just because I grew up in the suburbs, like I'm a nigga, like come on.
Bro, when somebody say you know something real with a Black person, when they say the police, they never just say police. It is broken down into two syllables. One that is not the original. The police.
We're tired of being constantly marginalized. We're tired of being like treated a certain way. Things like that. We're tired of the microaggressions. We're tired of that shit. Universally, Black people can agree that we are tired of that shit, which is why you see some of these people that are quote unquote house Negroes, that are coons, that are Uncle Toms. It's because they may have gotten some sort of respite. They may have gotten the you're one of the good ones. And then they decide.
Have you ever been told that?
What, you're one of the good ones? Yes.
Oh, I'm saying it infuriates me. Okay, I had that too after a show.
I 1,000% have had that happen, and it infuriates me. Like, what pisses me off, and this is what I'm saying about people being very clear about how they represent certain stuff, is that I, again, growing up in that situation, I went to this private school in Dallas and stuff like that all the time. Be like, oh, this uppity nigga, he be doing his math homework and shit. First of all. Fuck you. What, doing math makes me not Black? Are you for real? Is that real?
I'm sorry. I can't help but laugh because when you was like, first of all, fuck you. That was the most Brad response ever.
Yo, my nigga know 2 + 2, my nigga. He ain't no real nigga.
That was the most Brad response ever. First of all, buddy, fuck you.
first of all, my guy.
My guy. Because it's that finger with it. First of all, fuck you.
Look, my point is, there is nothing in particular. There is only one thing in particular that really solidifies all of it is that our beautiful melaninated skin and the way that people treat us in this fucking country. That is the only monolith that Black people have. That's why the saying, one of my favorite ones, is only thing I have to, because people try to tell me there's things I have to do. Only thing I have to do is be black and die. That's it. That's the only thing
don't
I have
you
got to do.
But don't you love it when people try to throw the, and pay taxes. Not saying that I don't pay taxes because that's how I got a stimulus check. Not saying that I don't.
That's the shitty part. I paid my taxes and I ain't got no stimulus check. I ain't got no tax return. The fucking W-2 and 1099 shit, I ain't got no motherfucking unemployment. I'm about ready to flip out on this bitch. You best go on.
Excuse me?
You best go home. See, that's the problem. Now the country nigga done come out. I God damn it.
You best go on. All right. So, Jesus. So, now we're going to switch a little bit of...
You wanted to talk about the other three, right?
So, this is in the same vein of cooning, if you will, but it's worse.
But I would argue it's worse because
I just said it's worse.
You said that exactly. I apologize. Yeah, I apologize. I was going to expand. You're exactly right. I'm sorry.
I'm mad. But it's worse. And what I mean by that is you have various individuals, various Black people who have had these ass backwards ideologies, these ass backwards way of thinking. And it has really become terrible. One in particular is Candace Owens. I will not, I'm going to put a picture up of her and the other person I'm talking about, the other culprit, the other culprits, her and the Hodge twins. This is a meme I saw, and it made so much sense, and it said the best way I could. Dear white people, using videos from internalized racists like this does not justify nor legitimize your racist ideologies. What they are saying is no less racist or bigoted because they are people of color. Stop sharing their videos in an attempt to justify your own racism. We see you. I have said this numerous times. When people keep trying to use, when you have it, like you have these discussions or arguments in various social media threads and whatnot, and you start breaking down what actually happens in the black community, what is really going on, they always are quick to throw up a Candace Owens, a Terrence Williams. At least Winston dudes on taxes since he loves math and shit. Damn.
Ouch. Yo, math having ass nigga. Now, help me with my taxes.
Oh, math having ass nigga. What I get on these deductions this year? How many allowances I'm getting? Okay. Anyway. For those who are new to the show, this is what happens every week.
But look, man. I'm just saying. I mean, it's a lot of this and it's a lot of that.
Jesus Christ! Yeah. Yeah, it's that. But again, back to... But Candace Owens, like I said, you have these arguments, you have these debates and discussions, and people... And it's literally been racist white people. I noticed for a fact. They throw them two up. Terrence K. Williams, the coon that rolls around.
I didn't know who the fuck he was, but I randomly saw him on Twitter the other day. What do I know him from?
So he's the clown coon that tours with Owen Benjamin. Owen Benjamin was one of the four comedians on the show, Sullivan and Son.
Okay.
Owen used to be kind of funny and cool. All of a sudden, he started out when Beyonce performed at the Super Bowl, the halftime show. Mm-hmm. This motherfucker says she wants to kill white babies. The first thing he tweeted. And people were like, excuse me? Because if you remember, Beyonce's performance was an ode and a tribute to the Black Panther Party, right? He said that. Well, Owen's career went down the drain, was consistently. So Owen decided to revitalize his career and just embrace the alt-right racist type. Now, I want to use political ideology, the racist mindset. He went hella bigoted. And then he tried to justify it by saying, I can't be racist. I have a Hispanic wife. I need people to stop doing that as well.
That's not okay.
That is not okay. That is not a justification to say you're not a racist. It has been well proven, well documented that many men and women, no matter what the color, can be hella racist with interracial spouses.
I'll take it a step further. I have a couple of friends who come from mixed backgrounds where a parent is openly racist against the, you know, whatever the child is the other half of.
Mm-hmm.
It happens all the time. And I feel horrible for my friends that are dealing with that because it's a shitty existence when all of a sudden you're like, I don't talk to my mom anymore because my mom said one more thing about how niggas this and I can't.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people like that.
So like to ever say something like that, I can't be racist. I have a black friend. I have a Mexican child.
Or I have another racial parent. People do that. I can't be racist. I have a white mom. I have a white dad. You know, that doesn't.
That doesn't negate anything. And that's the big thing that people, because remember what we just said, what people love to say, you're one of the good ones. Mm-hmm. Cause that's all it takes. They could say, yo, well, yeah, I have, Jay is my black friend.
You know why?
Huh? I literally was like, we were like on a roll about how you can't use a black friend as justification to stop your racism. And this nigga goes, and you know why? Yeah. Like, I mean, it's hilarious. I'm not going to pretend like it's not because it fucking is. And it's become a staple of this goddamn show. But are you for real, my dude? My guy. Are you for real, my guy?
I'm only laughing so hard because of the way you was like, what?
Apologize to the hoe.
Do it. Apologize.
I'm sorry,
ho. That you're damn right.
I'm sorry, ho.
That you're damn right. Okay.
I'm so mad we got these clips on stage.
Why are you mad? They're the best clips in the whole fucking world.
I'm so mad we got.
All right. So essentially what we're saying is that
stop sharing. And I know a lot of people say stop giving her energy by sharing her videos.
There was another one that I got sent, to be honest with you, and the fan that sent it to me, he actually was like, well, I didn't, you know, I was just curious on your thoughts. He wasn't like, I stand for this. He was just
I get that.
But I don't mind that in the sense of, because it was this old black dude who essentially was like saying, and from 21 Jump, he's like, fuck the protesters. They're the same as the looters because of Captain Dorn. Essentially, it was like, because of Captain Dorn, what happened? Fuck them all. I don't have anything in my heart for them whatsoever. And it's like, yo, like, I don't get that shit the fuck out my face. Because, again, not a monolith. You're going to have some black people that be talking like this. But the problem is, if they are further pushing us back, it is not helpful. It is not helpful. You are giving ammunition. Sorry, I just saw we got some Streamlabs and I thought my tongue got tied. I apologize. I'm gonna thank all of you when we read it. Thank you. I am gonna thank all of you when we get to that portion of the show.
Wait a minute.
Oh my goodness, thank you so much.
Wait.
I need a second to collect myself. Y'all just go ahead and y'all just watch this. We're good. Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Lord. Okay. So let's just go on to our next topic. I think that's fine. We don't cover all this. Stop sharing Coon's ideology. Yeah, let's get moving on. So as far as everybody knows, there's been a number of protests throughout the country. Anybody that saw what happened on Sunday in Los Angeles was insane. I think it was 20,000 people strong.
It was the most beautiful sight.
It was incredible. It was absolutely incredible. I unfortunately didn't make it to the Sunday one. So funny story, you hear about my time protesting on Saturday. Did I tell you what happened? Oh,
please tell this story.
So my one homegirl who hasn't really been out, she goes, hey, I want to go and protest. My mom, who just beat cancer, she wants to go out too. Are y'all interested in going? And I'd already been to a number of protests, but I said, you know what? Fuck it. If your mom is out here in these streets, let's go. So we meet up with the crew of people. We start off at Vine and Santa Monica, for anybody that knows LA, and we walk all the way up to Hollywood and Vine. We were an hour late. They were gone. Ain't nobody at Hollywood and Vine. They had left. So we're like, all right, let's just start walking and see if we can find it. Number one homegirl, she happened to put on a full Black Panther outfit with the beret, all black combat boots, and she was looking good, right? So all of a sudden, people were like, hey, where's she going? She looked like she know where she going. Hey, y'all know where the protest is? We're like, well, they saying it's over this way. So we went from six people to 60. 60 people marched with us as we went on the hunt for the protest so we could join the numbers and chant along with them, right? We're walking around, and then we don't see them at the next spot they're supposed to be at, so we turn down the block, and then we get down there, and they don't see it, and then we have a choice. We can either go west or east, and we decide to go east towards the park, which was another starting point. Of course, we get to the park, everybody gone. So at this point, all 60 people are like, man, following this fake-ass Moses. And they took off and went the other direction. And the six of us were by ourselves. And we walked. When it's all said and done, we walked 10 fucking miles trying to find the protest and never found them. And so I ultimately was like, all right, y'all, I'm tired. I should have been doing Instacart. I need to make some money. So I'm going to go. And I get in my car. I stop to go get some food, right? It takes a minute for the food to cook. They get it. I get in my car. I'm eating it real quick. I'm like, I got time. I'm going to eat it. I'm going to go. Because there's nobody on the street. I was at Shake Shack. There's nobody on the street at Shake Shack. All of a sudden, I hear like, what do we want? No justice, no peace, no racist ass police, Black Lives Matter. I was like, oh, shit. And I was like, yo, get the fuck out the way. And then next thing you know, protest in full swing. The full fucking
Have
protest.
You ever heard of a man saying, Mitch, move! Come on! They gonna lock me! I gotta go!
Because I knew that meant I knew how big the protest was. I was going to be trapped. I was going to be trapped in the parking lot.
So, and for those who don't know, you do Instacart. So what's been funny is if you took an order.
I was stuck. Then they would have been like, because they send you a thing like, hey, start shopping. Hey, start shopping. Nigga, if you don't get in that grocery store, start buying things.
Like, hey, if you don't get your shit together.
So ultimately what I decided to do, I said, fuck working that day. And I stayed in my car because there was a car caravan at the behind all the marchers. So then I just fucking put my sunroof down. I had my Black Power fist up the whole time. And I was playing This Is America, fuck Donald Trump, all that shit the whole way down. And it was dope, man, because you had people sitting on cars playing fucking drums and shit. You had people with all sorts of signs of every single race, creed. You said had people with Asians that know Black Lives Matter, white people that know Black Lives Matter. Like, it was a beautiful, beautiful fucking sight. And I was so proud to do it. But it's also why then come Sunday, I needed both a day to recover and a day to work. So I missed the big, big protest on Sunday. But it was dope. It was dope.
Yeah, man, I'm glad we were able to laugh. I'm glad we were able to laugh on the show again.
We have to. Because here's the thing. You have to laugh to prevent yourself from crying. I'll be honest with you. I cried. I've lost count how many times I cried last week. I cried a lot. And for a multitude of reasons.
Same here.
The main one being all the shit that's been going on. But I cried a lot. I cried in front of colleagues. I cried in front of family members and friends. I cried by myself. I just was beside myself all last week.
Yeah, but I'm going to be like, so here's, okay. So that's a funny thing. So somebody brought this up in the chat. It was brought up in the chat early and I wanted to address this and I'll talk about it more in depth on the Mad Titan podcast. Make sure you subscribe to that. Hartley Sawyer, who plays Ralph Dibny, AKA the elongated man on CW's The Flash, was fired for incendiary tweets that were both racist, homophobic, and misogynistic. Now, these are some of the tweets. Now, he had two tweets. He had a couple from 2012 where he said, quote, "The only thing keeping me from doing mildly racist tweets is the acknowledge that Al Sharpton would never stop complaining about me." In 2014, he wrote, "Enjoyed a secret boob view and at an auction today.
And an audition.
And an audition. Excuse me. An audition today." Several tweets later, he said to refer and assault women. And he one read, "I date rape myself so I don't have to masturbate." So, of course, Eric Wallace, showrunner of The Flash, good friend of mine, they let him go. He will not be returning for season 7. It was a big statement made and everything. And it brought back up the conversation of going into old social media posts and tweets. Now, I'm glad this is actually a discussion we're having because people brought up James Gunn, you know, his firing from Disney, his rehiring from Disney, and even Roseanne. I don't compare... I think with James Gunn, the thing with Gunn, and here's, I'm trying to make sure I don't sound like I'm just vouching for him. Gunn said some off the wall, dark humor stuff. And I say that because he came from trauma. That's what you should expect from a dude from trauma. The people that made the Toxic Avenger, Nukem High.
I don't know that.
I'll introduce you
That's
to him.
That's fair.
So he did that. Roseanne was hella racist to be racist. And then tried to blame it on Ambien. Now, as far as Hartley Sawyer goes, people are saying, well, if these are from the past, don't people change? Can't we let them go forward? Here's the issue with it being on The Flash. First and foremost, Greg Berlanti Productions, Greg Berlanti being an openly gay man, has been all about inclusion and diversity throughout and representation throughout all of his shows, not just the superhero shows, all of his shows on the CW, right? Secondly, Candace Patton, who plays Iris West Allen, had been the target of a bunch of racism from jump when it was announced that she would be Iris on the show. And she still caught hell to the point where she didn't want to back down. She stayed strong about it. And that's what I love about Candace personally. She stayed and held her ground when Grant Gustin spoke up for her and other people to the fans. Spoke up to the fans and was like, yo, y'all got to cut this shit out, basically. When it comes to Hartley, you have all these incidents. And now you're working with a person like this. It makes you wonder, did this person ever think about you in an incendiary manner when you were working with them? Mm-hmm. And I know people say people can change. And I've said this before, and I think I've said it with Winston. If you have an incident one time, we can give you the benefit of the doubt, depending on the severity of the incident, right? The severity. But when it's multiple, That's your personality. That's who you are.
Well, I think the other thing about it, and this is more of something that I think that all people need to think about and whatever their fields are. Let's be honest. The internet and social media, you have a footprint at this point. So the first thing is to be careful about what you put out in the universe, because people can go and look that shit up. The first thing.
I caused us an opportunity with a sponsorship yesterday. It broke my soul. I still am a bit upset about it this morning because of stuff that I've said and the way I've handled some things this past week. And for those who know me, you know, people like, oh, Jay may be racist, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no. So many of my friends from wrestling the past 20 years was like, you're the last racist person. But nonetheless, those things come up and people look at things a certain way. And I get it. And I do understand it. I do understand how, yeah, what we put out there is a representation of us. And if we're connected to organizations, companies, businesses, and whatever the case, may seem like the same thing.
And because the other one that I would actually tie this to, because one is more recent and one is obviously Hartley, these are past tweets, is the soccer player. We talked about this on Game Time about how his wife was saying, yes, like, kill the monkeys, all that kind of stuff in her in another language and on social media, thinking people wouldn't catch it. And he got fired. So that's the thing. One, you have to understand that anything that you put out there and anybody that represents you, that is an extension of you, and that is stuff that can potentially end up as like a backlash. That's the first thing. And the second thing is that I behoove companies to do that. So instead of hiring Hartley and then firing years later once you find out about it, there are experts at social media and deep dives.
Yeah.
Why not just go and find out if he has it and then eliminate him from the casting process?
Well, I think the social media research, the social media deep dives that people are doing has only come up within the past 4 or 5 years. It's not a long-standing thing. And I think I was talking to you or somebody else where we were talking about how people are like, well, if you become super famous, people will go back in your tweets. And I'm like, yes, I want them to. Here's the thing. For me personally, I've never portrayed anybody but who I am. I've always been the comedian. I joke about things no matter what. It's always been established. Now, there are some people, again, who in front of the camera or in front of the limelight, they're like, hey, buddy, how are you, pal? I love you, friend. But in tweets, they were like, this monkey with a half haircut, you know, things like that. I should not have said that because that was kind of wrong. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. You know, my bad.
Apologize to the hoe.
My apologies. I'm sorry, ho. Sorry, ho. But you have those things. But I think because the social media dives haven't been that long ago.
And I understand that. I'm just saying at this point, like, considering that we are willing to look at current tweets, that there's no reason that someone should not have already been on top of that with any of these current, like, hirings and stuff. So I think the other thing that would have been interesting, he knew that he posted that stuff. So if it's something that he really is a changed person, he would have deleted that shit before it got an opportunity. Like, I know that sounds weird to say.
No, I get what you're saying.
But like, he would completely absolve himself of that bullshit.
And I'll add on to that when you say delete him, because when James Gunn was initially hired by Disney and Marvel to do Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1, those tweets he had originally surfaced. Disney addressed it. They all addressed it. He apologized for it. They moved forward, right? We got Guardians of the Galaxy 1, which blew everybody's mind. Guardians 2, where some people was like, yo, you should have did all this exposition in the first one. And then, you know, and then part of Infinity War, blah, 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 blah. But once it came around when Roseanne got fired, you know, that's when it became, for lack of better words, political, because it was like, let's go back to
those weren't even old tweets. That was shit she was doing at the time. Do you not remember? She was on Ambient saying it right then and there. She was like, and then so-and-so looked like, what did she
called Valerie?
She called Valerie a mix between like a gorilla and something.
She called her an ape, yeah.
It was heinous.
Well, again, streamlabs.com/blurtsinthehood. We want to get to all your questions before we get done with the show. I think we got a few more things. We got that one. Oh, here we go.
That one or the bottom one?
The bottom one.
Oh, we're going to skip the one above it. That's fine. We don't need to do that.
Yeah, I feel like we don't.
Neither of those two. That's fine.
Okay. Because I wanted to talk about Hartley's story. So, yeah, like I said, it's gonna move forward. Again, it's not a character that a lot of people really had to have on The Flash. So, we'll see. All right.
I always thought it was the weirdest addition. I know you wanted to bring in more DC characters, but I don't really give a fuck about a lot.
I'd want to know why Warner or DC, the parent company, didn't allow them just to get Plastic Man and let them get Elongated Man. That was the weird
part. That is already the funny thing that I remember from Justice League Unlimited, is like, you don't need two stretchy guys.
Oh, yeah.
Like, whatever. All right. Yeah. So this one right here. So as most of you have been working from home, you've been having random Zoom calls with your office. Anybody that has been able to work from home, you've been having random Zoom calls with your office. And so here's the thing. When that happens, a lot of times people get caught with random stuff. People get caught eating. There was one guy that fell asleep.
One guy had no pants on.
You know, there's all sorts of stuff. But I don't know if you've ever seen anything quite like this.
Since I'm not on this account.
It's no problem. Okay, cool. Go ahead, Sean.
Sure. Let's just start off with January 2020. Now, consumer spending is up. If you look at the graph right below.
What page are we on?
I'm sorry, we're on page 12, the second graph from the top.
Okay.
Danielle, turn your camera off.
All right. So if you look, we're 0.15% higher than 2019. We started this quarter off at 2.75%.
Holy shit.
Daniel.
God.
I don't think he's
Daniel.
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 Call Mika.
Oh my God.
You call Daniel on his cell. Call this Daniel really on his cell. How do we turn this speed off?
Wow.
We can't.
Oh, hell no.
Daniel. Oh my God. Daniel is a host. Holy shit.
Wild.
First of all, my man Bennett in the bottom right corner, he knew what was going on as soon as he saw Daniel walk in with the lotion and tissue. He was like, oh, word. My old girl in the middle, the black, the sister in the middle drinking a coffee, she like, bitch.
Did you see she was sitting back here, and the minute it happened, she said,
the Asian guy above her, he saw Daniel put his pants up. I was like, ah!
Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness! It was something that I saw, and honestly, that's one of my worst nightmares. It's why I have the little webcam protector on my thing, so that like it doesn't just magically turn on while I, you know, I'm enjoying an adult video by myself.
Let me tell you something. I make sure anything I enjoy is from my phone, because
cover that shit too, my nigga.
Let me tell you something. I don't want to be sitting here in front of, I have it. So right now for the setup, we have the camera, the lights, my laptop, my desktop.
Jack off in the setup?
No, Nick.
Oh God. All right, go ahead and finish.
Oh man, I got about 30 minutes when you come over here for blurs. Yeah, it is like I make sure I unplug the camera. I make sure I plug, I don't want to, like, every program that could absolutely stream something, that shit is closed. You're not gonna say I could not see myself being on a Zoom call. I get it, he's the host of it. And immediately, think about it. What's your thoughts during that call that you like, yo, soon as I'm done? Like, who were you looking? Because he had to be looking at one of the sisters or one of the guys and was like, man, soon as this is done, I swear for Lord. Like, he went and got the whole bottle of lotion. My man got tissues. Also, I want to give a shout out to all my fallen soldiers every time I go do laundry. Now, if you don't know what that means, I use a lot of towels and socks. It's a lot of men do as well. So we got to give shouts out to our fallen soldiers. You know what I'm saying? They don't make it through the wash. You know what I'm saying? Rest in pieces. But it's like, if you are doing that, you straight getting ready to go, like you won't, he's the host, so he can't leave. Yo, I just don't, I'm trying to figure out how to formulate the words about it. Because it's just weird. It's just so weird. What were you looking for?
No, nothing. Someone was mentioning that for people that are having trouble with the Streamlabs, it's /tip at the end of it.
Okay, so please, yeah, let's go ahead and do that. So if you want to do some, streamlabs.com/blurredsinthehood/tip. I didn't know it was that part. I just knew blurredsinthehood. So that's all I did too.
We didn't know that. So apologies. Thank you so much, PC, for trying to help us out with that. So yeah, there you go. That should help. All that being said, like, yeah, there is a... It's just one of my biggest fears, man. Like, I'm not trying to be out in these streets just like, you know, just, and then all of a sudden everybody's all like,
right, so we'll keep it real. Let's keep it real.
Yeah, what?
You ever done phone sex? Have you done it recently though with your streaming? Cause like now a lot of people, because of the quarantine,
what do you mean?
Like either be on like Zoom call or just FaceTime.
Oh yeah. Well, I call that like video sex or like FaceTime sex or sex time. Face sex time, like Skype sex.
Okay,
Skype sex.
Skype sex.
Yeah.
So, I've always wondered about that. Like, I haven't done it that way. Like, I used to have phone sex because I got a sex-ass voice on the phone and I can do this shit. But also, the funny thing about phone sex is, like, you as a ladies, men, we can get ourselves off real quick. But then you got to keep me in the moment on the phone. You've been and did it. You like, yeah. So,
that's keep going. That's never happened to me. That's hilarious. You didn't have to keep trying to whatever.
Well, it depends on how much I was trying to get it going.
That's fun. Well, because I've also found that I guess the only time I've done it is that, like, because ladies know themselves better, so, like, they would get there faster.
Well, also, this is very much true, but also there are those women who want to enjoy it.
Sure, they want to.
Like, listen, we on the phone for this. First of all, if my Bluetooth headphones ain't working right now, this is going to be awkward as shit, me trying to hold my phone against my head while I'm like, yeah, hold on, and I'm laying down, legs in the air.
There's a couple good ones I have to point out. That
Zoom sex sounds.
I apologize, y'all. I've not been following the comments because we don't have a moderator and I'm supposed to, but I didn't. So that one was funny. And then this one, face sex time sounds like something completely different. You're damn right. That sounds like a completely different scenario. We need to pull up the stream. All right, we got to read the stream notes because we only got a few minutes left. Thank you so much for all of the donations. This has been quite amazing today. Holy fuck. God damn, I love y'all motherfuckers. All right, yo.
I love you, niggas.
Randy Constance, thank you for your donation. Says, what's up, guys? This is super random, but remember when BET had fire-ass TV like The Basement, Uncut, and Hell Date? Yes. Everyone wants BET Uncut to come back because I need the tip drill video in my life. Okay?
Jesus, the tip drill video.
Yo, that's the video that made Uncut, bro.
I remember.
Corey Scott Johnson, thank you for your donation. He says, even with my natural hair, the Bears signed me. You know why? Because I play TE.
Aw. Got another one.
Alberto Rios, thank you so much for your donation. PC, your donation said, I totally understand about the hair thing. My barbershop is the best, black owned too. Kev's on Venom near Crenshaw. Before that, I would only let my mom cut my hair. I call him Bueno Mano, good hand. That could mean more than one thing.
Whoa, you nasty.
It was okay with face sex time.
Face sex time was hilarious. All right, that was hilarious.
Storm Shadow Rocks, thank you so much for your generous donation. He says, for all that you both continue to say and do, thank you. Thank you so much. Kenneth Daisy says, can't do a lot today, but you guys know I am here always showing my support however I can. Thank you so much. And Kenneth Daisy has made a nice little trailer for us. We will start utilizing that as well. Ferris Methuna, what's happening? Appreciate you. Thank you so much for your donation. Says, sup, guys, coming to support the homies live. We appreciate you so much. I mean,
genuinely. I mean, y'all were so kind today.
Okay. It's okay. Come here.
No, it's fine. Y'all were so kind today that I don't have to stress out about the fact that I don't have time to Instacart the rest of the day. Like,
you're good now.
You guys made it so I can literally spend the rest of the day getting ready for PBPN, and we have a workout at 5 and all sorts of stuff.
So if I'm dead tomorrow, guys, by any chance, I'll let you know real quick before we go. Here's the rest of my day. So once we're done wrapping this up, again, you can continue to give your donations by the time we're done.
Just speed today. You'll be fine.
Okay. Whoa, no. After this, we have to record our Harley Quinn review. Then I have to get ready to do the Focus T25 workout.
It's just speed 1.0. That one's
nigga,
not that
I
bad.
Did that one that night. Remember? I was about to die. I pulled.
Oh, what, are you a bitch?
No, I did the speed 1.0 by myself because I couldn't do it the other day with the group. So I did it by myself, and I must have turned and hopped too fast, and my back was like, aye! And I was like, oh.
That's why there's a modified version. Get the form first, and then worry about putting the speed in there.
Don't like to show you the modified woman. He like to keep going. Derek over here has great form. Look at her back here. I don't give a fuck about them two. Show me the lady that when she do a burpee, she go up one leg, back one leg. That's who I'm looking for. So then after tonight I will be on the Outlaw Nation with the Outlaw John Rocha. That's another 2 hours tonight. So I will be taking all of my CBD gummies to the face.
This is who you don't like. Tanya is the one that's doing the modified in T25.
Yeah, she is.
I love Tanya. Don't you be talking shit.
Tanya's the modifier. Tanya's the modifier. Like, I'm like, bro, it's a good thing to be busy, though. Thank you. First of all, before we go out of here, let me make sure we got no last stream labs that have come in. You can, if you're watching this later, you can go ahead and throw them in.
Oh,
T.I. called Candace Owens a Sambo the other day, and I had to look. Yeah, that's an old school. If you went Sambo, God damn. That's a very specific.
Sambo, Spear Chucker, Moon Cricket.
But Sambo is the specific
Blackface
character.
Yes, it is.
Essentially, he called her like the Mickey Mouse of Blackface Coons. Because Sambo legitimately wasn't good. Do your homework. Sambo
I know.
Not you. To them that don't know what Sambo is, look up what Sambo is so you know how. God damn. Holy fuck. All right. Thank you, Ed, for that donation. What else?
There's Juggerbear 53 donation. Thank you so much. Says, Jay, what seasons of Digimon is your fave, and which Digimon did you want to be paired with? I think I'd want to have Gabumon. Back from when you mentioned Digimon on Patreon. Yo, so I have a Who's Your Favorite Digimon video on my or here on the YouTube channel. My favorite Digimon season. Yo, first one.
The one in the little thing that I play with and then we connect and battle. That's my favorite Digimon. Because that's how it started. It's
being real. My favorite season of Digimon, Jesus Christ, would have to be season two. And my favorite Digimon is Paedramon. He digivolved into Imperialdramon, which became this big ass monster that was like this and could travel the world light speed. And then fam could go into warrior mode and out here wrecking shop with his positron blaster. Yo, anyway.
Why? From someone that watches all the anime, does that shit sound ridiculous? And I say that only in the sense that I'm sure it's dope as fuck, but did you hear what you said? I like Polymon. He's the one mon that digivolves into the Smackomon, and he's smacking your mama. Like, that's essentially what you sounded like you were saying, my guy. Because at least with everything else, not every Pokemon is called Pikachu-mon and Gyarados-mon. And you know what I'm saying?
So like, set us up to end this goddamn show, sir.
All right.
Listen, we want to thank everybody who joined us. At one point, we had almost close to 100 viewers. Thank you so much. If you're watching this, please click over that like button. It means so much. And if you have not subscribed to the channel over here, please subscribe. Make sure you are follow. What you just said? What is something?
I'm just still laughing at the fact that you got mad about the shit.
If you want to make sure you kick Winston in the throat, please. No, but follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Mr. J Washington. You already know how it's spelled. I appreciate you all. Thank you for the love and everything. Instagram and Twitter and everywhere else, I've been putting up my paintings. Ooh, you tell things. I want to show people what I paint.
Sure. You can follow me at the Swaggy Blur, TheSwaggyBlurD. That's I make it easy. That's all the same shit. That's my YouTube. That's my Twitter. That's my Instagram. That's my Twitch. All of that stuff. Speaking of Twitch, Thursday is the premiere of hashtag Swagback Thursdays. I'll be playing a retro game. I was going to do some retro hip hop with it till Twitch apparently changed their shit and you no longer can stream copyrighted music, which is super fucking frustrating. But what I am going to do is I'm actually going to put together a playlist today. I will post it to... I'll post it to the channel so that you can see it, and then you can listen on to what we're jamming out to at the time.
Don't just go in your head when you see this.
Take me there.
I want to go there.
Yep,
I did that.
And then he did another one. This one was dope too.
And then I did finish this one up this morning.
Yeah, I look. Most people have said this. Digimon, it sounds like it's better as an anime than Pokemon, and I'll probably admit to that because Pokemon got a little stupid at some point.
Digimon actually has a story. That's the difference.
But as far as franchises and what's dober, come on, man. Pokemon, like, that's that realness. Like, that's that original JRPG that got us addicted to those of us that were children, that got us addicted to the Final Fantasies of the world and everything else. You know what I'm saying? So, whatever. Follow me at all of that. My Patreons that are in here that have not seen the video yet, I did an announcement about a new perk for those that are interested. Any of my $5 and $15 tiered people, I am allowing people to pitch me topics for PBPN, pitch me stories. Essentially, you would find a story that is a positive news story about Black people. I'll give more of a rundown about that. But then based on, you know, the one that I'm feeling the most, I'll contact that patron and then we will co-write the story together and you'll actually get a writer's credit on that episode for helping me out. Because normally I did have a writing team when I did the show before. Since I'm going to be solo, I figured not only would it be nice to have the help, but I also think that it would be dope to give somebody an opportunity to do stuff like that. So if you're interested, you should definitely join my Patreon because that's a nice little perk that you can gain from there. And then the last thing, I mean, when we're here, we're game time. Swag Back Thursday, Positive Black People News. I think that's it right now. I'm just trying to catch up on my sleep and do my workouts. That's pretty much it.
Man, listen, same here. Like, you got that. The check here.
Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn, yeah. But if you're here on check on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/JAYWashington80. Harley Quinn, I'm gonna review it myself until he catches up. I'm gonna review Stargirl, so I'll do those episodes. I did the first three in a non-spoiler review. The other ones following will be all spoiler reviews. Those will be up there. Yeah, man, I think that's it. We had a ball today. We had a blast. I am so glad that, you know, we did this and we were able to come back to normal and whatever normal is. It was fun. It's great. Thank you for everybody who's been rocking with us. Seriously, who's been supporting us, who's had our backs. I think that in itself speaks volumes. Mm-hmm. To everybody new who's found out about Blurreds in the Hood, like, yo, if you just thought this show was off the chain and just wild, believe me, there's, besides the town hall last week, there's 19 other episodes to show you just how wild the show is. So we will holler at you guys next week. Thank you for
COVID-19. I blow the wind of God.
The wind of God
on you.
On you.
I think the wind of God was to end racism. Because you notice how COVID-19 got real quiet once we started marching to end racism. Yo, to quote Amy, which I don't know if this is what she was trying to do, but it was very reminiscent of P90X, which I also used to do. Hold on, where is it? Where is it? I saw it. Where is it? No! I hate it, but I love it. All right, y'all, we out here. Deuces.